Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.1, Introduction to Data Analytics. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Data Concepts in the Data Analytics for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of data analytics, its importance in decision-making, and key terminology including data, information, and metrics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand the core concepts of data analytics and appreciate its value in driving business decisions. Main content: what is data analytics? Data analytics refers to the systematic computational analysis of data. It involves inspecting, cleaning, transforming, and modeling data with the goal of discovering useful information, informing conclusions, and supporting decision-making. In simpler terms, data analytics is like a magnifying glass that allows businesses to look closely at their data, helping them to identify trends, patterns, and insights that can drive strategic actions. Data analytics can be classified into several types, including descriptive analytics, which helps understand past events, predictive analytics, which forecasts future trends, and prescriptive analytics, which provides recommendations on possible actions. Understanding these categories is crucial for product leaders, as they help in tailoring strategies based on data-driven insights rather than assumptions or gut feelings. Importance in decision-making. Data analytics plays a pivotal role in modern decision-making. Businesses today are inundated with data from various sources, including customer interactions, sales figures, and market trends. This wealth of information can be overwhelming, but data analytics helps to distill it into actionable insights. For instance, consider a retail company that uses data analytics to analyze customer purchasing behavior. By examining data on what items are frequently bought together, the company can optimize product placement, enhance marketing strategies, and improve inventory management. This data-driven approach leads to better customer experiences and increased sales. Moreover, data analytics fosters a culture of evidence-based decision-making. It allows teams to test hypotheses, measure outcomes, and adjust strategies based on concrete data, rather than relying solely on intuition or experience. This shift can significantly enhance the effectiveness of a product leader's role, enabling them to make informed decisions that align with customer needs and market demands. Key terminology: data, information, metrics. To effectively engage with data analytics, it's essential to understand some key terminology. Data: this refers to raw facts and figures without context. For example, numbers like 100, 200, or 300 are data points that, on their own, don't tell us much. Information: when data is processed and organized in a meaningful way, it becomes information. For instance, if the numbers represent sales figures for three different products, they provide context and are now useful for understanding sales performance. Metrics: metrics are standard measurements that help evaluate performance. In the context of data analytics, metrics often involve key performance indicators, KPIs, that track the success of specific objectives. For example, a metric could be the average customer purchase value over a quarter, which helps assess overall business health. Understanding these terms is crucial for product leaders, as they form the foundation upon which data-driven strategies are built. By distinguishing between data, information, and metrics, you can better interpret analytical results and make informed decisions that resonate with your business goals. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the fundamentals of data analytics, its critical role in decision-making, and key terminology that underpins this field. You learned that data analytics is not just about numbers, it's about transforming raw data into valuable insights that can drive business success. As you progress through this course, you'll gain deeper insights into how to apply these concepts in practical scenarios, enhancing your effectiveness as a product leader. Reflection questions: how can understanding the difference between data and information impact your decision-making process as a product leader? Reflect on a time when you relied on intuition rather than data for a decision. How might data analytics have changed your approach? What specific metrics would be most valuable for your business model, and how could they inform your strategic decisions?